What's your favorite memory of your dad?
Oh, my gosh. I have so many of them. Playing golf, always just a special time, looking forward to it. Oh, he loved to compete. He had so much fun. And the intensity of the joy that came out of that. Probably, you know, there's favorite memories and there's meaningful memories. And one of them did have to do with golf. I was about 22 or 23 years old. I'd just been married and we were playing golf. And in those days, a lot of times he'd say, hey, you want to play? And I'd go by his house and pick him up because he lived right next to the golf course. And we'd drive over there and we'd play and have fun. And, you know, in my mind at that time, he was like the best dad who ever lived, right? So we come home, I drop him off, I get out, I take his bag into the garage, and I'm saying goodbye to him. And he says, wait a second, son. So I turn around and I look him in the eye and he says, I need to tell you something. And he put his hands on my shoulder. And he says, son, I don't know if I've told you enough that I love you and I'm proud of you. And it just hit like the intentionality of that. You know, you could tell that he'd been thinking about it, praying about it. And of course, if he'd asked me, I'd have been like, dad, wait a second. You tell me constantly. You tell me verbally. You tell me what you do. Just imagine doing this with your child or your father putting their hands in a quiet moment. One hand on one shoulder, the other hand on the other shoulder. Just the impact.
It's such a simple moment.
And it's funny because earlier today I was talking to a good friend and we were talking about the Masters golf tournament. And he said, have you ever been there? I said, yeah. He goes to the tournament. And I said, no, I got to play there one time. He said, well, who? And I said, well, my dad. And it was beyond awesome.
Right? Course.
But it wasn't as meaningful as the story I told you about a normal round of golf finish by an intimate conversation. And that just tells that we don't have to have special circumstances or events or memorable places to have a life-changing conversation. It just needs to be intentional.